coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
In fact, if you use a proper King James Bible from where we got this, you will notice that men of are italicized or put in parentheses, in brackets. How many of you have observed that? Good. Meaning that they were not there in their original manuscript. Now let's read it without men of. What will you get? With other tongues and other lips, I will speak to these people. Correct. Because men of, not supposed to be there. But I, like I said, I know why they put it there, and I'm going to show you. Since it says in the law it is written, I want to show you where they got it from. Okay? Now, when Jesus used that term also, in the law, he wasn't referring to the first five books of Moses. All right? No. Sometimes that term was applied to the books of Moses, the law, and the prophets. Sometimes when Jesus said so, he meant the larger volume. And that's the same case with this in Paul's writing. He was referring to the larger volume. So you'd find it in the book of Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Did you notice? These people. Next verse. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. This is quite interesting. Wow. I want you to go to the CJB. Let's look, Book of Acts, chapter 3, and verse 19. Therefore, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be erased. Look at the next part. So that times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence, and he may send the Messiah appointed in advance for you. That is Yeshua. He says, repent and turn to God. He's talking to the Jews. Peter is preaching to the Jews so that your sins may be erased. I like that word, erased, blotted out, deleted. Next, so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence. He says, if you repent and turn to God, there are two things that will happen. One is the times of refreshing will come from God's presence. Two is that Messiah will be sent back to you. Because he says, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, as in the next verse. He has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything, as God has said long ago when he spoke through the holy prophets. Now go to the ESV. The ESV can make our reading from verse 19 much clearer. Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. So, two separate things. And correct contextually. The King James translation makes you think it's one thing together, and it becomes a problem when you compare the fact that he immediately tells you in the 21st verse that he must remain until the times of restitution. So that becomes confusing. That's why I wanted you to read it from a better rendering so you get the clarity that they're two separate things. The result of the repentance. They repent and their sins are blotted out. And he says, times of refreshing. He says, so that times of refreshing may come. Now, these times of refreshing are our times in the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. So you go back to Isaiah chapter 28. We're reading from verse 11 to verse 12. I want you to follow this. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Do you get it now? Okay. So he did promise times of refreshing. And that's what Peter spoke about. And in fact, Peter again in his own writing quoted from that same very chapter, just a few verses down. He quoted there again because from here, he went on to say, I lay in Zion a stone, a foundation, referring to Jesus Christ. So that lets you understand what Paul and Peter thought about this very verse. That it had reference to the ministry of the Spirit and the church today. But here is the beautiful thing you've got to catch. If you don't catch this, you can take a pillow and start sleeping. This is so important. Now, I want you to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 21. In the law, that's the place we read. Here's what he says. In the law, it is written, with men of other tongues. Now, I told you, get rid of the men of, okay? Because that don't exist in the original. In fact, where we read, it wasn't there. But the reason they put it is because in their reading of the chapter and previous chapters, they had a misunderstanding. They thought that God was talking about sending the Babylonians as men of foreign lips. And because the word that's translated stammering can also mean foreign, okay, means unintelligible. In fact, it actually means a buffoon. That's interesting. And to think that with men of other tongues, that's the reason they put that there. So they say, with foreigners. They think, with foreigners, God is going to talk to these people. But that wasn't what God was saying. He wasn't saying, I'm going to send you the Babylonians to come and talk to you. No, that's not what he was saying. And then, you know, went on to say, they say they're little. In fact, when you read some of the translations, you'd find the confusion that many had. They put some of the verses with question marks, meaning that they think questions were being raised by the Jewish congregation to whom Isaiah was prophesying. Okay? Why some others would put it in the affirmative. Do you understand that?
When we pray, God hears. When we pray, God responds. This is our strength and confidence. In this concluding segment, the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches on the importance of making deposits of prayer into our future.
Okay, so interesting. Let's read it. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues, so get rid of men of, with other tongues and other lips will I speak unto these people. Okay, where is it coming from? We got to verse 15, right? Where he said, what is it then? I'll pray with the spirit and I'll pray with the understanding also. He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayed. So we know he's talking about speaking in tongues, right? He's talking about speaking in tongues. Okay, go to verse 16. Verse 16. Else when thou shalt bless with the spirit, that means bless with other tongues, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks? Blessing is giving of thanks. I told you already, right? Seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest. He says, if I use tongues to speak blessings, how can the other guy say amen? Because he doesn't know what I'm saying. For no man understandeth him. You remember? Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Great, great. You are wonderful. You're understanding everything so quickly. You're amazing.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy South Sudan, Christ Embassy Rock City Road, opposite Blue Flag Hardware Stores, Christ Embassy Airport Road, Kululu, next to KCB Bank. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0920-928-444 and 0920-928-555 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.